If we read carefully the appearances of Jesus, which we've been reading daily in the Gospels for the Mass this week, we find a certain pattern that develops. And the pattern is that at first the disciples are kind of unbelieving. They don't quite recognize who it is that is there. Mary Magdalene thought he was the gardener. The two men on the road to Emmaus thought he was a stranger just walking along the road, and Thomas had trouble believing. And even in today's gospel, we find that he was not recognized right away by the apostles who were there. And yet he appears to them and he's present to them in all these instances. And especially today, we find that he's present with them in a way that shows that he is always there with them, and he is always helping them along the way, helping them to catch the fish, feeding them on the shore, another pattern of his appearances. So then they get some evidence. They're getting some evidence of the resurrection, of who he really is. And also, in the end, he's transferring power to them. He's given them the authority to go out and witness to him. And we see that particularly today in the first reading, where St. Peter's heals a man and is giving witness to the resurrection. He's called before the authorities, and without hesitation, he gives all the credit to Jesus, the resurrected Lord, and that is the thing that he's put on trial for believing that Jesus rose from the dead. So we in our lives sometimes have challenges of faith, and we need things and people around us to help us to recognize the Lord's place in our lives. As we celebrate the Eucharist, we're celebrating the Lord's presence among us at the altar. We're celebrating his presence in the Word of God that we reflect on and read, and we recognize him in the goodness and the charity and the very courage of people who witness to him throughout their lives in many different ways. So we pattern our life on them by believing in the Lord and his presence to us, even though it's in a different way than we think of a human person usually being with us. But he's present to us particularly in the sacraments with the God Spirit and in his Word. And we too pledge ourselves to be witnesses to him by our lives, by the way we live, by the values that we live by, and by the trust and faith and the goodness that we share with other people.